sarap mag-worship, no? Na-miss nyo ba mag-lead ng worship si Mel? Grabe, tagal natin din sa-lead si Mel kumanta, no? Anyway, so welcome to our online youth service. And my name is RB. I'm one of your campus missionaries here in Every Nation Campus. And dito sa Every Nation Campus, na if it's your first time here, we are a campus ministry. And we exist to honor God and to make disciples. And also we equip students for life, leadership, integrity, faith, and excellence. And that's what we want. We want every student to grow in their relationship with God, to fulfill yung calling ni God, yung plans ni God sa buhay nila. So welcome. If it's your first time here, we hope that you would get to enjoy your time with us. So maririnig-rinig nyo lang no, yung Marcos Highway talaga. Ganun talaga eh. Napitulong talaga si Marcos Highway. Anyway, so before we proceed, I just want to salute una, yung mga medical frontliners. If you're one of our medical frontliners, saludo po kami sa inyo. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the sacrifices. I know it's not easy to go through all these things na nangyayari, but we salute you for everything that you're doing. And kung may kakilala kayo ng medical frontliners, encourage nyo sila, pag-pray nyo sila, hear them out kapag kailangan nila ng makakausap. Okay ba yun? And not only that, babating ko na lang din yung kapatid ko, no? Kasi birthday niya ngayon, 17th birthday ng bunso kong kapatid. Happy birthday, Sean. Makabait ka dyan. Sana makilala mo lalo si Lord. Maging deeper pa yung relationship mo with God. Sorry, tinig ko na yung opportunity mo para bumate. Anyway, so ngayon, we are on the fourth week of our series, Sana All. Yeah, for those who don't know me, prior to quarantine, hindi ko masyado trip yung mga series. Hindi ako masyado mahilig sa K-drama, ganyan. Pero dahil sa quarantine, dami ko napanood. And some of the series that I was able to watch, una, Reply 1988. So, kung fan ka ng Reply 1988, you have good taste. So, Reply 1988, The Good Place, and even yung mga napanood ko na before pa, yung Glee, How I Met Your Mother. These are some of the things, these are series na kung saan na-highlight yung pagkakaibigan. Every now and then, kapag makikita mo yung series na to, or pag napanood mo itong mga to, parang mapasabi ka, sana all. Sana all. Okay, sa Big Bang Theory, di ba ganon? Sana all. I'm not saying na good model sila, no? I'm not saying na, ito yung gusto kong mangyari na magkaroon ng barkada ng ganito. But what I'm trying to say is that sometimes, di ba, we have that, parang yung desire na magkaroon ng ganong klase ng circle. We wanna belong somewhere. Di ba? We wanna belong somewhere. And that's one of the things na maaari natin sabihin na every now and then, kapag may nakikita tayo, sana all. Sana all. Sana all may ganong friends. Sana all may ganong circle of people who's been there in the ups and downs. And that's what we wanna talk about this afternoon. Where can we actually feel na we belong? Di ba? So natin mahanap yung sense of belongingness. Saan na ba tayo makakanap ng mga ganong kaibigan? There's this quotation by C.S. Lewis, the one who wrote Chronicles of Narnia. Sabi niya, "Friendship is the greatest of worldly goods. Certainly to me, it is the chief happiness of life." So definitely, pag tinignan natin dito, hindi na tayo yung nakakaisip na ganon, na parang ang saya-saya pag may kaibigan, ang saya-saya pag napapalibutan tayo ng mga tao who love us, people na who's been with us in the ups and downs ng buhay natin. And this is something we don't just see sa movies or sa TV series. No, it's something that we can actually experience ourselves. But ang tanong, where can we find it? Diba? Saan nga ba natin ito mahanap? So, this afternoon, we'll be reading from Acts 9. And yung chapter na to, ito yung time na nakilala ni Saul si Jesus. He was a persecutor. He was a known persecutor. Hopefully, no, pag mamaya after nito, you can read the whole chapter of Acts 9. And basically, Saul, who became Paul, was a great persecutor of the church. He was ordering death ng mga Kristiyano. That's how bad he was. And then, eventually, he became a believer. He became a follower of Jesus. And the first person who helped him was Ananias, another disciple. Kahit natakot si Ananias nung sinasabihan siya ni Kahit. Takot siya nun. And for 3 years, from the time that he got saved, from the time that he got to know who Jesus is, surrendered his life to Jesus, for 3 years, he was in Damascus, and he was preaching the gospel there. As in, passionately, radically. Kasi bagong Kristiyano siya, And then, nakilala niya si Jesus, and then sobrang on fire niya. Diba, pinakilala sa kanya ni Ananias, in-introduce pa niya further si Jesus. And sobrang on fire niya. To the point, na nagkaroon siya ng death threat. Nagkaroon siya ng death threat. Kaya siya pumunta, eventually pumunta siya sa Jerusalem. And he talked to the Council of Jerusalem. So parang doon yung pinakasentro, in a way, nung Christianity during that time. Sa Jerusalem. There, that's where they would be able to find the apostles, sila James, diba? Doon siya pumunta. But when Paul went to Jerusalem, the problem was, he had a very tough time to fit in. Nahirapan siya. Sabi sa Acts 9, verse 26, and when he had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples. And they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. Diba, no one wanted Paul for him to be a part of the community that they had. And legit naman yung nararamdaman nila. Imagine, no, yung mga friends nila, pinapatay ni Paul. So there was this legitimate yung nararamdaman nila na pwede maging skeptic. And sometimes that's us. It's easy to pass judgment to someone na alam natin yung past niya. Alam natin kung ano yung kakayahan niya in the past. That's why it's easy for us to be skeptic about this person. I remember, I think 2 years ago, there was this one international artist, Kanye West, and he released a Christian album. And then so many Christians, and that includes me, no, nung time na yun, we were skeptic. Ito ba to? Parang radical naman masyado. Diba, I was passing judgment to this person because I know his past. I know the things that he did. I know that he used to claim that he was Jesus. And then ngayon, di ba, to this time na meron ngayon, he's actually suffering bipolar disorder. And yet, people are still skeptic. I mean, with the things that he's showing sa social media, yung current outbursts niya, people are still skeptic. Di ba, it's easy for us to pass judgment to someone that we know, yung past ng tao na to, or someone that we get to see yung flaws niya. Di ba? That's easy for us. Or, sometimes, it's easy to pass judgment to someone that makes us feel uncomfortable. I remember there was this one time sa youth service, nung pwede pa tayo mag-youth service. May matandang lalaki pumasok sa center. And, syempre, I felt uncomfortable kasi sabi ko, youth service to, dapat bata, dapat, I'm distracting sa mga youth, pagdating sa worship. Kasi itong lalaki na to, umupo siya sa harapan. And then, we asked this person if kung pwede siyang maupo na lang sa likod para hindi masyadong distracting. Ganun yung sinabi namin. Wait lang. Naingay pa ba sa background ko? Ayan. Wait. Wait lang.
Ayan. Naririnig nyo na ba ako? Better? Ayan. Better. Sorry, dito, ito talaga nangyayari pag live. Ayan. So, yun. So, ganun yung nangyayari. No? It's easy for us to pass judgment when someone makes us feel uncomfortable. Ito nga yung kinakwento ko. No? There was this one guy, an old guy, na pumunta sa youth service. Umupo siya sa harapan. And for me, parang, this person makes me feel uncomfortable. Diba? This person makes me feel well, dapat hindi distracting pagdating sa worship service. Dapat dapat hindi ma-distract yung mga young people when it comes to worshiping God. That's why we asked him to sit at the back. Ganun yung nangyari. And then what happened was when itong mama na to umupo na siya sa likod, there's this one friend I had who confronted me. He told me na parang in a way it was discriminatory what we did. And I realized na yung kaibigan ko tama. Kasi that worship service was for everyone. Kahit na ano pa yung edad. Because we want to preach the gospel. And the gospel is for everyone. Thus, the service is for everyone. Thus, the church is for everyone. And then from that day onward, every time na I get to see yung lalaki na to na pumupunta sa service, I would say hi to him. And also to every person I get to see in the youth service. Kahit na iba yung pormahan nila, kahit na iba yung datingan nila, even if they make me feel uncomfortable, I have to welcome them. I have to welcome them. And you know, that's because that's how, why the church exists. Because the church is for everyone. The church is for everyone. And hindi to exclusive, di ba? Hindi to para sa iilang tao lang. But it's actually inclusive. It's for everyone. And you know, that's what happened with Paul. He had someone who saw him beyond his past. There's this someone who actually saw that the potential of Paul. And that's Barnabas. It says in Acts 9, verse 27, "But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared to them how on the road he had seen the Lord, who spoke to him, and how at Damascus he had preached boldly in the name of Jesus." Imagine, no one wanted to be with Paul. No one wanted to be with Paul. But there is this one person, and that's Barnabas. That's Barnabas. Barnabas took him in. Barnabas vouched him. Diba? So sabi niya, atoms ko to. Diba? Atoms ko to si Paul. Alam ko yung ginawahan nito. Alam ko yung passion nito ni Paul. Eh, ganun yung nangyari. Alam niya yung mga death threats na tinanggap ni Paul dahil sa passion niya sa pagpipreach. Barnabas saw beyond Paul's past. He saw beyond his past. And tayo as a church, that's how we are supposed to be. To see beyond the struggles in the past life of a specific person. And kung isa ka sa mga tao na masasabi mo na hindi okay yung past life ko, alam ko yung mga nagawa ko in the past, I hope that you feel welcomed here in church. I hope that you feel welcomed here in church. I hope that you know that this church is for you, this community is for you, and that you belong, that you can actually, you can actually find that sense of belongingness here. We hope that that's what we become to you as a church, as a community. And this is not a perfect church. I've been with Victory for the past 8 years of my life, and I can definitely say this is not a perfect church. And this community can sometimes be messy. There would be issues that you would get to face. There would be times I get offended, di ba? May mga nakakaaway ako minsan. Well, madalas, actually, minsan tanong sa anong mga kaibigan ko, sino kaaway mo ngayon? Kasi lagi, as in, matabil yung bunganga ko. May mga tao na napupuna sa'yo. May mga magsasabi na sa'yo ng mga bagay na hindi mo gusto. Pero ano nga ba yung expect natin? Do a community of imperfect people na may iba't ibang background, iba't ibang in a way beliefs with views and opinions, 'di ba? What can we expect of that? But this community, even though it's messy sometimes, can actually help us. Kahit minsan to the point na uncomfortable na para sa atin. Hindi kasi to club eh, 'di ba? Andito masaya lang ganyan. This is a community. Meron at merong magche-check sa iyo. Hopefully meron. Meron yung tipong iniisip natin, pakailan meron naman itong daon na to, pakailan meron naman masyado yung Kuya RB. Then hopefully there is someone that is checking on you, reminding you. Kasi kapag walang ganito sa isa community na to, better ask yourself, am I really part of this community? Or what I have are shallow relationships. I hope na we get to see this community as someone that would sometimes make us feel uncomfortable, but we can be a part of someone that is looking after us. And hindi naman kailangan agad-agad marami. Diba? Hindi naman kailangan agad-agad lahat sila, lahat ng tao sa church na to, sa community na to, gusto nila agad ako. Everyone would help me immediately. Hindi. It only takes, sometimes it only takes one person. Barnabas vouched Paul. Barnabas vouched Paul. And I hope that you have a Barnabas with you. Someone who would believe in the best, what's best. Someone who would believe in the best of you. Tama ba yung English ko? Oh, basta gets nyo na yun. Someone who would go would see beyond your past. Someone who sees beyond your struggles. Someone who believes in you, who would want to mentor you, would want to help you grow in your relationship with God. And Barnabas helped Paul to belong to the community of believers. Barnabas knew that the only way for Paul to fulfill his role, his mission, was to be in a community. And that's what Barnabas did. That's how he helped Paul. And kung titignan natin, no, progression ng kwento, we can see a transition when it comes to Paul's relationship with the community. It says in Acts 9, 28-30, and he went in and out among them at Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. And he spoke and disputed against the Hellenists, but they were seeking to kill him. Imagine another death threat. And when the brothers learned this, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. Imagine, Paul was preaching the gospel passionately again, and then another death threat came. And in the church, what they did, they helped him. They called him a brother, and they helped him. They protected him. Diba? When Paul was in danger, a deeper relationship was forged in that community. They were doing something together. Together as a ministry, they were facing danger. They were facing risks. They were facing death threats. That's what they were doing together as a community. And it forged in them with them a deeper relationship. Deeper relationships were built. And that's what it's truly, what it truly means to be part of a community, to belong to a community. That's what it truly means to belong to a community. And to belong somewhere, to do things together, that you get to go through dangers, risks together. That's what it means to be part of a community. And to be part of the community means to dive in, to immerse yourself, and be involved. Yun pala ibig sabihin ng isang community. Nandi ka lang yung tipong tagamasid, tagasana all sa gilid. Hindi, that you become someone that is truly part of the community. Ang tanong, do you have a community of friends like that? Do you have friends that would help you step out of your comfort zone? That would challenge you? That would face the risks and the dangers with you? That would face challenging adventures with you? Because that's what makes a community. That's what makes a family. A spiritual family. A community that eventually becomes a family. A place to belong to. Ang tanong, do you have that kind of community? Do you have friends like that? Whenever I get to see our team sa campus ministry, current and the past team, yung mga dati namin kasama sa campus ministry, what I get to see are not just workmates. No, I don't just see them as workmates. I see them as a family. I see this as a community of friends. I see them as people that I get to share my life with. How Carlos became a brother to me from 10 days. Like 10 days kami niya noong 2015 sa Sri Lanka. To sabay kami nag-full-time to School of Campus Ministry. Ngayon, housemates kami. And to every transition ng buhay namin since 2015. That for me is what makes Carlos a brother to me. How I would go to Dean and Gami about certain life decisions na meron ako. And kung paano ang unang tao na tinawagan ko last year when I was going through a tough time. Si Dean yun. And how Norman and Lady would be supportive to me sa maraming bagay. Sa mga decision ko minsan sa buhay, how they are so supportive to me. At kung paanong pinagkatiwalaan nila ako by being Alonzo's ninong. Whenever I get to see the team, I also remember Mon and Jamie, who became friends, and I get to talk about life with them, about transitions, na kahit na nagkakaroon kami ng transitions in life, I can really see them as my sisters also. Whenever I think of the team, I get to remember Mom Lisa, who always believed in my leadership, who always empowers me to think, to lead. Whenever I get to think of the team, I get to remember yung random road trips and conversations I have with Brian and with JC. How we get to talk about a lot of things in life. Whenever I think of the team or the family, I get to remember Kuya Jerry and Ate Che, who fought for my calling even though at times I don't believe in it anymore. And how they always remind me that they are proud of me. How whenever I think of sila May, sila Diane, si Janine, si Iris, how they challenged me to be excellent because I get to see them being excellent also. And how they get to check on me every now and then, how they would respond, they would tell me that they are praying for me. We fought so many battles together. We prayed together. And not only them, whenever I remember yung team namin sa Sri Lanka, noong nag-10 days kami sa Sri Lanka, noong 2015, I always get to see them as a family. And last year, I went on a 10 days mission trip with some leaders to Vietnam. I get to see them as a family. And then when I remember the names of people, sorry no, ang dami ko nang sinabi, whenever I get to remember names of people, si Kuya Arvy, si Pastor Don, si Pastor Romel, si Kuya Bingbong, si Josh, si Jemuel, si Ren, si Charlie, si Adrian, si Eric, si Nico, si Rio, si AB, si Noel, si Maria, marami to, si Shane, si Rock, si Lexis, si RJ, si Mel, Josh, si Gab Salita, si Jericho, si Kurt, si Lemuel, si Jairus, si Ayn, si Ate Nelden, si Kuya Jeff, si Gab Pili, si JC Palma, si Top, si Ken Mark, si Troy, si Jomer, si Zeke, si Yu. Diba? These, si Mario, these are, and also yung mga naging part ng victory groups ko, these are people that, for you, they may seem to be just names, but these are people I went through battles with. These are people who, whom I risked my life with. These are people who fought with me when it comes to our faith. People who prayed for me, people who were there in my ups and downs, people who believed in me, people who corrected me. And I hope that you get to have that kind of community also. I hope that you would find yourself growing in the faith with people like that. I pray that you would make that decision to dive into a community. Because for me, that's one of the most critical decisions that we would be making in life, to dive into community. Because this affects yung direction ng buhay natin, yung value system natin, everything we are now, they're formed in communities. Yung mga pangarap mo sa buhay, yung destiny mo, community gets to help you reach these goals that you have in life. And maaring you get to see yung bad side, yung good side ng community, but dive in still. Dive in still, because that's how God formed us. It says in Acts 9, verse 31, so the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied. This is the community that we can all be a part of, getting to walk together in the fear of the Lord, seeing the Holy Spirit work in our lives. And Jesus was the best model of that. Jesus himself modeled that. Kasi Jesus himself, he walked in community with the disciples. He knew the bad side of these disciples. Alam niya na may magtataksil sa kanya. Alam niya na i-deny siya ng mga to. But yet, he still embraced community. He still chose to walk in community. And these people that he walked with, they changed the world. They changed the world. It was a community that was forged by the adventures they faced together. That's the community that you can be a part of. A community that was forged by the death of Jesus Christ. The ultimate sacrifice so that we can finally be a part of this community, which becomes a spiritual family. Not just to be an onlooker, di ba? Di tayo outsider lang, di tayo tagasana o lang, but to become part of it. That's what Jesus Christ did when he died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross so that we can be a part of his family. And this family becomes our community that helps us be part of a community. It says in John 13, verse 34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. And Jesus' standard in loving this community, yung standard niya, which is sacrificial, selfless, seeing beyond past, inclusive, and communal. Ito yung love, ito yung standard na sinet ni Jesus so that we would, when it comes to loving the community, seeing beyond the past, seeing beyond the dirt, seeing beyond the mess. So, tanong, are you ready to take that next step? To transition from being just an onlooker, from being just an agasana all, to being part of this community. And there are two things that you can do. Una, connect with one. Again, sabi ko nga, hindi naman kailangan marami. Di ba ganun yung ginawa ni Paul? He was connected first to one person. He only needed one. And you only need one so that you get attention to the community. I hope that you get to have a Barnabas with you. That's be part of a victory. And that's something that you can do through being part of a victory group. So kung di ka pa part ng victory group, we hope na you message us and join us and be part of one. Or at least talk to us. Talk to us, your campus missionaries. Or talk to the person who invited you. Kasi gusto namin na hindi ka mag-isa sa walk mo with God. Hindi ganun kayo din ni God. Okay naman, kung feeling mo, part ka naman nitong community na ito, pero parang wala namang nangangamusta sa'yo, ikaw na yung magkwento. Talk to someone. take that bold step. Huwag mo laging iisipin na baka busy sila, baka hindi sila makinig, baka wala silang pakin. Hindi, take that bold step. Huwag mo na hintayin na may lumapit sa'yo. Kasi, syempre, hindi rin naman namin laging alam kung anong pinagdadaanan ng bawat isa. Pero talk to someone. Talk to someone. And then don't give up on the first try. Don't give up on the first try. Connect with one. And pangalawa, walk with one. Si Barnabas or si Ananias may not have thought that their decision to walk with Paul would actually change the world. They just wanted to help this one person, Saul, who became Paul. Just wanted to help that one person. Walk with one. Walk with one. Ikaw na mga musta. Take the extra mile. Help another person. Get to know God. Help a person be connected to this community. Help a person help this person make him feel that, I belong to this community. Walk with one. Before I pray, I want to leave you with this. God does not want you to be alone in this journey. You are a part of this community. Dive in. Dive into this community. Because God wants you to dive into this community. God does not want you to be alone. God sacrificed so much so that you can be a part of this community. So let me just pray. Panginoon, maraming salamat po. Kasi we don't get to walk this journey alone. Thank you, God, for friends. Thank you for dying on the cross so that we can be a part of your family because you made sure na hindi namin to harapin na mag-isa. Thank you, God. Because whenever we get to talk about community, hindi na lang ito parang collective, hindi na to parang sinasabi lang sa church, but these would be people that would help me. Lord, I pray for every single one of us, every single person that gets to hear this message, help them find a person that would connect them to the community, that would help them in their walk. Help them find friends. And Lord, I pray for those people na feeling nila they've been left out, parang mag-isa na lang sila. Lord, remove that, these lies. Remove these lies. And give them the grace to be able to talk to someone. Lord, thank you. Thank you. I know it sometimes is gonna be hard to dive into community, to the mess of the community. But God, I pray that we would learn to be vulnerable, that we would learn to trust first in these people, but ultimately to you. To you who placed us in this community. Thank you, God. We worship you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.